The Mishnah in the very beginning of Maseches Megillah describes the various candidates for Kriyas HaMegillah as early as Yud Aleph for B'nai Kfar, Arta Kana of Yud Aled and B'nai Krach, and here which is Mukav Chamos Yeshua and Binan, they read on the following day. The Gemara is bothered. How indeed do we know that this is true? Yud Aled and Tesvav is explicit in Megillah's Esther. That's not a question. But where exactly do you see that you're allowed to be maktim to the Yom HaKnisa as early as Yud Aleph? And you can't just simply assume that, you know what, okay, that this was a subsequent takana, because after all, you know, this is what we discussed in Beit Sandaf Hey, that what do you mean? That what right do you have to make such takanas? You have to have Gadol B'Chachmo V'Minyan. If the original takana was Yud Aleph and Tesvav, that's what it says in the Megillah. So how can you say, oh, by the way, we're going to allow you to go ahead and do Lein the Megillah earlier? So the Gemara says, as a Devar Pashut, there must be a reference in Megillah Esther itself for an earlier Kriya. Otherwise, that would be impossible. So the Gemara says that yes. The Pasuk says, L'kayim Yisimei HaPur Ma'ele Bizmanehem, Bizmanehem. And the Gemara says, that's an incredible ribui. Zmanim harbe tiknula. In addition to Yedalad and Tesvav, there are additional days that can be candidates for Kriya Samigila. So the Gemara says the following, that no, Bizmanehem means two additional days. So 14 and 15 we know from the Megillah, and two additional days will allow us to read as early as Yud Beis. So Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, I understand, but it doesn't justify Yud Aleph. And if indeed, what do you mean, that Purim should fall out on a Sunday, and the B'nai Kfar are reading on the previous Thursday, that's Yud Aleph, that's Yud Aleph. Where do you see indeed that's true when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah as referenced in Megillas Esther? So the Gemara says, Astani Chiddush, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that Yud Gimel, that doesn't require a ribui, that doesn't require a pasuk at all. Yud Gimel is Zman Kehil Lakol, that was a day of gathering, and Velo Tzarech L'Ribuye, you don't require a pasuk at all. Oh, so if Yud Gimel does not require a pasuk, and we have a ribui of two additional days, that puts us to Yud Aleph, and therefore we have references in Kriyas HaMegillah for each and every candidate of the day of Kriyas HaMegillah. Well, why exactly is that true? That Yud Gimel is considered to be Zman Kilaku. What does that mean, and why is that so? So Rashi writes the following. When we say Yud Gimel was a Zman Kehila, you know what it means? Hakol Nikalu Lehinakeme Oyvehem. It means, you know what? In those days, Bayami Mahem, B'nai Shushan, Sharmakamos, they gathered in order to battle. They gathered in order to wage war. And if that really is true, that was the time of their gathering. So in such a case, that does not require a ribui. Well, Rashi writes, Iker Hanes Bohaya. That was a great nes, Milchama. And therefore, that does not require a pasuk. You take a look at the Rush, the very beginning of the Masechta, Simen Aleph. The Rush quotes Rashi and writes, Velo Nehira. Why indeed should that be? After all, when we speak about Zman Kehila, what are we talking about? When we commemorate the Nisim of Purim, we're speaking about not the Zman HaMulchama, but rather the Zman of Menucha, the Zman of the Yeshua. The fact that we gather Lehinakim Avehem, why should that be a reason that you're allowed to read the Megillah? So the Rush writes that Rashi Shita, he thinks is very difficult. Velo Nehira. Zman Kila means that when the Jews then gathered, they gathered because they recognized that there was a Shasa Sakana. So why is that relevant to our Kriyas HaMegillah? Oh, so the Rush says, you know what? It must be like Rabbi Natam says the following. Zman Kila Ko does not mean when they gathered. That was the Tzara. They gathered. That's true. But it means when we gather, we are gathering in order to celebrate, to commemorate Purim. And Zman Kilako means Hakol Ne'esafim L'Tainis Esther. L'Tainis Esther. Yud Gimel is Tainis Esther. And therefore, incredible that, you know what? It's obvious then that should be a candidate for Kriyas HaMegillah. We're gathering in any case on that day, on that Gimel. So therefore, it's obvious indeed that should be the case. That's what the Rush writes. Again, why this satisfies the Rush's kashi is not so obvious. The Rashi is very, very difficult, because after all, when we speak about Zman Kehila, it means, what do you mean? The time of the Menucha. Zman HaMenucha. It doesn't mean Shas Melchama. Shas Melchama. Okay, so it doesn't mean, but rather it means Tanis Esther. That solves the problem. That solves the problem. Zman Kehila calls a reference to Tanis Esther. So we gather. Yeah, but even so, we're gathering. We're gathering. But why is that any better than what Rashi said? They gathered, we gather. Why indeed is that the case? So apparently, now according to Rabbi Yatam, according to the Rush, there must be something about Tanis Esther that conveys that that's an obvious choice, that's an obvious candidate for Kriya Samigil. It wasn't so obvious, that's when the Jews in Shushan gathered, but now Rabbi Yatam writes, it means HaKol Nesaf and Tanis Esther, so therefore, obviously, indeed, that's true. Why is that so obvious? Why is that so obvious? So I've often mentioned, if you take a look at the Rambam, in the very, very beginning of Yara Chazaka, lists all of the Tariq Mitzvahs. That's the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. The Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's always an important, important place to take a look. You know, when you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam elaborates at length on each and every mitzvah. And the Rambam includes not only the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, the Rambam includes Pratei HaMitzvah. Pratei HaMitzvah. Okay. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Chazak, is not elaborating the mitzvahs. He's just presenting the mitzvah. So you know what? When you have to determine what is the hagdara of the mitzvah, I will tell you, sometimes it's more beneficial to look at the minyan mitzvahs than in the sefer mitzvahs. The sefer mitzvahs is much more lengthy. That certainly is true, but you want to try in the most concise way possible to be able to summarize the heart and soul, the essence of a mitzvah. That's what the Rambam does in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's just an important marmakom. Many people don't even know it exists. No, it does exist, no? The very beginning of Yad HaChazaka. You know, we gave a shir, for example, on Nesiyah Sarah. You know what? What exactly is the Hagdara of Nesiyah Sarah? What is carried? Is it only Aaron? Is it Shar Kanan? Who carries? How is it carried? Now, there are many questions that one could raise when it comes to Nesiyah Sarah. How is it carried? Who carries? What exactly is the Hagdara HaMitzvah? You know what? I'll tell you a great place to look. Look at the Rambam there. The Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes, right? Nesiyas Ha'aron al HaKasif. Wow. So you know what the Hagdara HaMitzvah is? It's only Nesiyas Ha'aron. Only Nesiyas. As opposed to what? As opposed to Shar Kelim. Not only the Aaron had to be carried, other Kelim also had to be transported. No, apparently you see, according to the Rambam, no. The Mitzvah is not Nesiyas HaKelim. That's a tzarachin and minchas chinuch. Why Aram? All the kelim. No, you see, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is Nesiyas Aram. And guess what? Who carries Aram? Aram doesn't say. No? I guess who carries Aram is very important, but that's kar prate ha-mitzvah. Prate ha-mitzvah. How is the Aram carried? Ala kasef. Is that mi'ikar mitzvah? Is that mi'prate mitzvah? So that's what I would suggest. If the Rambam says, lasei sel Aram, ala kasef. You know what that means? That carrying the Aron, alakasif is the Hagdara HaMitzvah. Who carries? That's not part of the Hagdara HaMitzvah. And I'll tell you something, maybe not so surprising. Who carried the Aron? You know, the Rambam writes, there was a fundamental shift. It was carried, it should have been carried by the Kohanim. But initially, how many Kohanim were there? Miut Mispar HaKohanim. So the Rambam writes, we had no choice but to have the Levim carry the Aron initially, because there are only a few candidates who are Kohanim. But Ladoros, of course, it's a mitzvah. It's not surprising. The Rambam says the whole mitzvah shifted. No, it was Levim, now it's the Kohanim. But realize, that's not part of the Ikar HaMitzvah. The Ikar HaMitzvah is Nesiyas Aron al HaKasei. So how the Rambam presents is like critical. That's, it's always worthwhile taking a look at the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Good. You finish the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's what the Rambam has two paragraphs to follow. No? And there the Rambam writes, you should realize. What I've told you up until now are just the Tariq Mitzvahs Daraisa. But there also are Mitzvahs Darabanan. And that's where the Rambam discusses Lo Sasa. Those two paragraphs are pretty important. And the Chachamim have every right and obligation to institute Din Darabanan. You better listen to them. If you don't, you're going to violate Lo Sasa. Oh, and then the Rambam continues. And the Rambam continues, but the Chachamim have to be very, very careful. Because they have a right to institute Din Darabanan as Din Darabanan. But if they try to convey it as a din d'oraisa, that's an isser. That's an isser about Tosif. Wow. And then the Rambam writes, and how do you know about Tosif is Osir? Oh, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sosif Alav. Lo Sosif Alav. Wow, that's the Pasuk in Parashas Re. But what about Veskam? Lo Sosif Alav. I think that's incredible, more than a diuk in the Rambam, that there are two Isurim about Tosif. One is a Yachid who does a mitzvah behosafa, that's Lo Sosifu, that's Parashas Veskana. But then there's Batosif in the singular. Sosif in Parashas Re, that's about Tosif on the Sanhedrin. To inappropriate institute dinim. We've discussed that based on that base. No? Gzeir l'gzeira, in Yochalam Abba, Rashi, there's an Isra making Gzeir l'gzeira. What's the Isra? Oh, Lama writes about Tosif. Where do you see that? The Rai, Mechatesi. You know what the answer is according to the Rambam? Parashas Re, Parashas Re. That's from Meduyik. When the Rambam calls, discusses about Tosif, Dohara, Parashas Re, Parashas Re. What? So those two paragraphs are like so enlightening. It's one chiddush after another, and the chachamim have every right and every obligation to institute dinim d'rabbanan. For example, the dinim of Purim. For example, the dinim of Purim. Not the raisa, but what do you mean? These are examples of not tariyad mitzvos, but beyond the tariyad mitzvos. Okay. And what is the essence of the mitzvah of Purim? It's amazing. That's where you have to look in the Rambam, no? No, that's what the Rambam describes. You know what the essence of Purim is? The Rambam writes something like incredible. No? The Rambam says, Kedei lo hodi ledoros, that all subsequent generations should know, that you know what? Emes ma shehivticha b'Torah. That what the Torah tells us in Parshas V'Yeschanan is absolutely true. You know what the Torah tells us in Parshas V'Yeschanan? Umi goy gadol, asher lo elokim krovim elav, k'Hashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. You know what the Torah says in Parshas V'Yeschanan? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a unique relationship with Klal Yisrael. Umi goy gadol. You know what umi goy gadol means? That you're going to be in a situation which is an eistar, which is dire, and all of a sudden you're going to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a shomei atfila, and everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. Wow, that's the Torah tells us. Umi goy gadol, asher elokim krovim elav, Hashem elokim b'chol kareinu elav, b'chol kareinu elav. You know what? You're going to call to Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh Baruch is going to respond. Kadosh Baruch is going to respond in a miraculous way. Wow, the Rambam writes that that's the essence of Purim. Emes mashiv ticha Torah. No, that's a verification of what the Torah says. You're going to be in a situation of tzara. And you're going to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tainus and Tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond. And Nisim are going to happen. Wow. That's the Rambam writes. No. Hayokarav v'shavaseinu. Karav v'shavaseinu. So that I think is like so poignant. So poignant. In other words, the whole commemoration of Purim, it is not just the celebration of Yeshua. The celebration of Yeshua was the last step of the process. But you know what the essence of Purim is? Umi goy gadol. That means, you know what? In life, you can be faced with a challenge. In Yisayim, Ashas Adchak, Ashas Tzara. You'll do the right thing. You dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillah and everything changes. That shift, that's the essence. That's the essence of Purim. That, I think, is so striking. The celebration of Purim is like just simply the final stage. Yeah, but you're not interpreting the lesson of Purim properly if you begin there. You have to backstep. You have to backstep. Who, what, where? You have to begin with Tainus Esther. The Purim experience, I would tell you, is the juxtaposition of Tainus Esther and Purim. The Purim experience is going from Sarah to Yeshua. That's the Purim experience. That's umi goy gadol. Not just simply because you don't need Yeshua if there's no Sarah. No, that emes mashiv ticha Torah. B'nai Yisrael can be in a dire situation. They reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a shomei tefillah, and everything is resolved. No. If I would have to say in two words, you know what I would say? V'nahafochu. No, that's the essence, the essence. It's not just a matter of everything was fine, but things became better. It means you went mitzor l'ravacha. We have Fela Leora. That's the lesson. That's the lesson of Purim. So with that in mind, the next step, what is the nature of Tainus Esther? See, with this background, this in mind, a typical Tainus that we have, Teshuvah, Shuvah Subatamos, it's an Eis Sara Churban Abayis, Churban Abayis. Is that the essence of Tainus Esther? It's an Eis Sara, just commemorating Golos? No. That's the process that sets the stage. That's step one that enables step two. That's Umigoy Gadol. In other words, I would express it this way, that the Kiyum of Pirsumei Nisan does not begin on Purim, it begins on Tainus Esther. And therefore, Tainus Esther is part of the Kiyum of the Pirsumei Nes. And that, I will tell you, is exact Rabbi Yotam's Chiddush, that when the Gemara says that Yigimel Zizman Ki Lakol, it means that the Pirsumei Nisa of Purim has begun, because that is Tainus Esther. And it's not referring to when they gather. No, it's referring to when we gather to celebrate Purim. When is it that we are gathering to celebrate Purim? No, the answer is exactly that point. No, that is our experience of the Pirsumei Nisa. And I would say, that's exactly the Rush. The Rush writes, Rashi says that's when they gathered in Shushan. Why is that relevant for when we read the Megillah? We're not reading the Megillah because of the Shas HaMochama. We're reading the Shas Elamai Rabbeinu Tam. How does that solve the question? No. So still, Zman Menucha. But in Tainus Esther, is the Zman Menucha? Now the answer is that yes, that's the essence of Tainus Esther. That juxtaposition. May I fail the aura? That's exactly the point. And therefore, it's obvious that if necessary, this would be a candidate for Kriya Samigila. Ad kedei kach, that doesn't require a pasuk. And that's what allows us to use the pasuk of Bizmanehim to be marbi in Alephinim Beis. If you take a look at the Shultos and Shultos Sam of Zion, the Shultos is bothered by the following question. Let's assume, for example, that Yud Dalet Purim is on Sunday. Yud Gimel is Shabbos. And you don't fast on Shabbos. A Tainus Daraisa, like, oh, Yom Kippur, yes, but not Tainus Esther, not Taz Esther. We discussed the Sarbateves, we discussed that, not so long ago. No, but not Tainus Esther. So when do you fast? Oh, so you fast on the earlier day. You fast on Thursday. Thursday you fast. What right do you have to go ahead and to do that? The Shultos is bothered. No, we have a principle that, what do you mean? Agdumi paranusalam kadminan. You know what? When you're fasting at a time that's impossible, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's a nidche, right? Sunday. You don't go ahead and fast earlier. Now, I admit that a nidche would be a little bit unusual because it's Purim, no? It's Purim. Okay, so if your Gimel falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to fast on Yud Aleph. Okay, so fast on Monday. No, Monday I have a hangover, so it's really hard to fast. No, okay, fast after Purim. Or maybe that also would be a little unusual, no? Okay. But the bottom line is, if there's a klal, lo mekadminan, so don't fast. So that year, don't fast. Like, what is the license the Shultos is bothered by pushing up a time of Tainus? That we do not do. How you'll solve the program? Let's say a person has Yartzeit. And he fasts on Yartzeit. The Yartzeit falls out on Shabbos. So guess what? So that year you don't fast. No? Like, okay, if you don't push up, so you don't push up. So who says you have to? Who says to fast? Remember that possible beer we gave in that Abu Draham? No? The Abu Draham's language is somewhat ambiguous. Asara B'Teves falls out on Friday, can't fall out on Shabbos. But if it would fall out on Shabbos, he actually chos to the Yom Achir. You couldn't push it up. What does that mean, you couldn't push it up? So Pashup Shabbos means you fast on Shabbos, no? That's the Pashup Shah. That's the Beis Yosef in terms of what Amrit is. Mechatesi. Only Yom Kippur, not even Tisha B'Av. No? I remember hearing from Rosh Weiss. Maybe that's not what it means. He actually chosim al-Khamiz, he can't push it off, so don't fast. not that you fast on Shabbos. Maybe it means, look, if the Pasuk mentions that this day of Asara B'Teves, so the only candidate for fasting is Asara B'Teves. So if you can't fast, don't fast. Not yes, fast on Shabbos. Poshim Shabbat Ra means, wow, it's Doka Shabbos. We discussed it in the no? Reb Chaim. And that's all. No? But the Poshim part, maybe don't fast. So again, so you give a fasting on Shabbos. Why do we have, that's the Shiltos discussion. So Shiltos clear. There's something different about this tinus. Why can't you go ahead and, you know, like push up a tinus? Because it's an Esara. It's an Esara. And Agdumi Paranusa. Agdumi Paranusa. I understand. Paranusa. The Shultus is Mafurish. This is not a Paranus. It doesn't use the phrase that this is part of the Pirsum and Ace, but this task is not an Esara. It doesn't have the same quality as Tisha B'Av. It's Tisha B'Av. Of course, it's a time for introspection. The Rambam writes Nachos Tanis, that show every Tanis. But it doesn't share the same character of a Tisha B'Av or Shivasa B'Tamuz. Yet this is Umigai Gado, B'chol Kareinu Elav. So therefore, it's appropriate to fast before the experience of Purim in order to recognize the shift. No? And therefore, so we'll push it up. This is not an Esara. And this is what the Ran writes in Titus and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. It's not so obvious that fasting on Yud Gimel Adar is appropriate. What's wrong with fasting Yud Gimel Adar? Now take a look at that Ran, Titus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Number one is that when you usually have a Yontif, you can't fast on Yontif, and you can't even fast on an Erev Yontif. And the Chor, that should apply even to days that are Drabanan as well. Not only do you not fast on Chanukah, you don't fast on Erev Chanukah. You don't fast on Purim, you don't fast on Erev Purim. Like, it's a chiddush that one should be able to do that. Because usually, lifnehem, the window of time before, one is not allowed to engage in times. And then the Ran points out that, you know what, there was a whole list of quasium and telephim called Megillah's times. And one of the dates of a semi-yontif was Yom Nikanor, which was Yud Gimel Adar. That's not an appropriate day to fast. And even if but the Megillah's Tainus, yeah, but we don't institute a Tainus Tzibur on those days. So it's surprising that we should be fasting on Yud Gimel Adar for a couple of really good reasons not to do so. Number one is the day before Purim. Number two, the day in and of itself has a significance. Yom Nikanor. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, it represented that we're able to go ahead and to prevail over our enemy. Okay, so why do you do that? So the Ran writes, the name of the Rive is something critical. But what do you mean? Titus Esther. That Eino Dom L'Shartanios. It's not like every other Titus. But rather, that Zikaronu L'Neishan Asava. Titus Esther is Zikaron for the Neis. A Zikaron for the Neis. Wow, so that's something which is pretty striking. And therefore, something which is set apart, something which is absolutely, absolutely different. And Menach and Ami. That's why the Gemara says if there's ever a day in which you could lay the Megillah, so obviously, that Yud Gimel is considered to be an absolute option. It's an important chiddush. Oh, so we allow the B'nai Kfar to Yimakdim the Yom HaKnisa. As early as Yud Aleph and Bey is based on the Pasuk, and Yud Gimel, Zman Ki Lakol, does not require that Pasuk. What exactly, we started to discuss this in the Sheklali, what exactly was the problem and what was the solution for the B'nai Kfar? Okay, so clearly, you know what? That each village on their own did not have the ability to be able to lay the Megillah properly. Okay? So what would they do? What exactly was done? So Pashup Shabbat, Rashi describes, well look, these small villages, the people used to gather in any case. They used to gather to make the trip to the big city. They did that on Monday, Thursday. They did that on Yom HaKnisa. So exactly that's the point. We are going to allow, right, a Kriya Samagila, right, on Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, in order to go into a Kamid, these individuals. And what exactly are the details? The details, so Rashi is clear that, you know what, where is the Megillah read? In the big city. Who reads the Megillah? That was the problem. B'nai Kfar did. No, a member of the B'nai City. B'nai Ir. The Megillah was read by a Ben-Ir, and it was read in the city. That's Rashi's Kiddush. No, Shub Shad. No? Yeah, Yom HaKnis. Yom HaKnis means they're going to the big city. It's there and then that they are going to fulfill the mitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah. It's fascinating. Tosos here does not say a word. Does not say a word. Ah, but a sugi of Amos, Staf Yagimah Uveis, Yadala Madala. That's the sugi of Losis Kodesh. That's the sugi of Losis Kodesh. The Pashub Shat and Pasuk of Losis Kodesh is talking about an inappropriate way of commemorating Avelos by causing physical wounds. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to make such a street al Besara that you cannot do. But the Gemara has an incredible drasha. You know what Losis Kodesh means? Losasu Agudos Agudos. Losasu Agudos Agudos. Even though it's a Pashub Shat, Pasuk is referring to Chabura al Hameis, the drasha is losasu agudos agudos. You know what the Gemara asks us in Kasha? If you have the drasha losasu agudos agudos, the Gemara says ve'ema l'kula l'hachiyudasa. Maybe that's all the pasuk is telling you. Wow, how do you know there's even an isser of making a chabura l'hameis? Maybe the pasuk is only talking about losasu agudos agudos. You know what the Gemara answers? In kein le'makro lo sagudu. Losis go didu. Oh, there's a ribui in the pasuk. Shma min atarti. The Rav Moshe brings us as a raya that losas agudas agudas is a din daraisa. A din daraisa. Because the Gemara says, look, if you have the drasha of losas agudas agudas, so maybe that's all the pasuk is telling you. Oh no, there's a ribui. It's also telling you that you can't make a chabur al ames. But that's like incredible. The Gemara's havamina without a ribui in the pasuk. Is that the pasuk is only telling you this? That doesn't sound like a din rabbanan, an asmachta. Sounds like mamash a din daraisa. Los iskodedu. So you know what? We want uniformity. We want everyone in Klal Yisrael doing the mitzvahs the same way. So therefore, don't have different fractions. Right? This one doing this one doing that. That's not something which is appropriate. So the Gemara raises like obvious questions. Obvious questions. The Gemara says, what do you do about Kriyas HaMegillah? What is the day for Kriyas HaMegillah? I have to give a whole shiur. No. Well, it depends. Kfar, ir, krach. What in the world happened to those he's going to do? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara goes a step further. What about Pesachim Dav Nun? What about Asiyas Hamalacha? We discussed this, no? We did the Sugya Beitz and Daf Hei. Asiyas Hamalacha is Asar Mikar Hadin and Erev Pesach Mechatzos Veilach. And we discuss why that's true. Remember the Balamor? Well, Batal Tam. So then because of Korban Pesach, you don't have a Korban Pesach, the Kasha, the Ramban, the Mochamos, so what do you need? You need Minyan Al-Khatir, it's a Daf A. No, what do you mean? It doesn't fall away by itself. We discussed that at length. Okay, there's Isra Melach and Chatzos. What about Korban Chatzos? Oh, that's the whole parak. No, Pesach Ben Avnun, Makom Shenagu. Makom Shenagu. So you know what? In certain communities, yes, in certain communities, no. So the Gemara says, what do you mean certain communities, yes and no? That's exactly what we're trying to avoid. Shtei Toros, no? Losasu agudos agudos. Losasu agudos agudos. So, what does that mean? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. What you're bothered by Erev Pesach? You're bothered by Erev Pesach? Amar Lehi, the Gemara says. No. Amina lachana isura. I'm talking about isurim. What you're not allowed to do, what you must do. And ba'at amrit imin haka, when you're questioning me with a minig, you're questioning with makom shenagu. Wow, sounds like the Gemara. I'll see it next year at great length. No, that los iskodeh doesn't apply to minhagim. It sounds mafurish in the Gemara. No, doesn't apply to minhagim. You have a minig sard, a minig ashkenaz. That's not los iskodeh do. Los iskodeh do is isura. You must do this. You're not allowed to do that. That's los iskodeh do. Dinin. And Avrali Minhaga, you're raising an issue from what? Asiyas Malachan Erev Pesach, which is a minhag. Minhag, of course, they're different flavors. Of course, they're different minhagim. Minhagim are not included in those he's going to do. Well, that's a very important line in the Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara raises the following issue. Okay, good. Minhagim. You answer my kasha. Oh, but you only answer my kasha about Erev Pesach. What about Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah is a minhag. What about Kriyas HaMegillah? Well, so the Gemara says, look, You're giving me that teretz. You're right. That teretz is answer kasha two. The kasha one of kriyas hamegillah still applies. See what the Gemara says? You're right. Ooh, yadav adav. You're right. We have to have a further qualifier. So, for example, Abaye says the following. Shnei batei dinim bi'ir achas. You know what Losis Godadu is? The same place. Two different practices in the same place. In the same place. That's Losis Godadu. Halol marin kirubei shamai. Halol marin kirubei silo. That's Losis Godadu. But if it's shtei ayaros, two cities, there's no Losis Godadu. That's the teretz. So Tosos writes, no, Yibomis Yudala and Aleph, no. Rabbi Chaim, no. Tosos says, what was Rashi saying? The Gemara raises the issue, how can you have multiple kriyas of the Megillah? You know what the Gemara answers? Shtei Ayaros, two cities. How is that? According to Rashi, what do you mean? You take a look at the Kokori. When is the Megillah being read in the city? You know what the answer is? It's being read on Sunday, Yadalit, and also it's being read on Yadalit, on Yom HaKisa. How does that solve the problem? Losi is going to do. Well, that's the Kasha. That's Tosos' Kasha. And then Tosos writes a bombshell. You know what? Yerushalmi says, Ben Ir Ein Motzi Ben Krach. Well, Benir can't be motzi ben. I know if you're not mechuyev b'davar, you can't be motzi asara b'diachavas. But what's called inu mechuyev b'davar? I understand a chera shota katan inu mechuyev b'davar. We're all chayv in kriya samigila, but I'm a benir and you're a ben krach. Is it so obvious that I can't read the Megillah for you? So that's what Yerushalmi says. That yes, because what do you mean? You're a benir, ben krach. You have different days for kriya samigila. So if a Ben-Ir happens to, you know, walk into Yerushalayim on Tezvav, he can't read the Megillah for a Ben-Krach. He's in a Mechuyev Adavar. We're not talking about a Ben-Ir who spent the whole day, okay, you know what? I lay the Megillah on Daf Yadalit, and then on Daf Yadalit I go to Yerushalayim. Maybe, you know what? Maybe now I'm considered to be a Ben-Krach. At the onset, I was in Yerushalayim. Let's assume, you know what, in the middle of the next day, a guy shows up right, an hour before Shki. He has to read the Megillah and do all the mitzvahs again quickly. No. I'm a Benir. And my entry into Yerushalayim in the middle of the day does not make me into a Ben Krach. Okay. Not only that, I can't be Motzi a Ben Yerushalayim and Kriyas HaMegillah. I mean, a Mechuyev HaDavar. So Tosos writes, isn't that exactly what's happening according to Rashi? These guys stroll into the city on Yer Aleph. And Ben-Ir is reading the Megillah for them. What do you mean that? In a Mechuyev Adav. Well, so I'll tell you like an unbelievable diuk in Rashi. And this is not my diuk, this is the diuk of the Ritva. It's the diuk of the Ritva. Take a look carefully. Yevamos Yud Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, Los Yiskodelos Sas Agudos Agudos. The Gemara says, if that's really true, what in the world do you do with Kriyas HaMegillah? What do you do with an Isra Malacha, Kodom Chatzal Serah Pesach? Good? The Gemara says, what do you mean? That Amin Lachana Yisura, Adarat Limin Haga? Oh, where does the Gemara continue? Yeah, but I still have a kash from Kriyas HaMegillah. Well, the answer is two cities. Right? So I'll tell you an unbelievable diuk in Rashi. I appreciate the meticulousness of every word. When the Gemara asks the question, what does it mean? Mosas agudos agudos. What do you do with Kriyas HaMegillah? You know what Rashi writes? It's unbelievable. No? Krach ir kvar. You're telling me that having different practices is losis going to do? Well, what do you mean? The B'nai Krach, B'nai Ir, B'nai Kfar, read the Megillah on different days. And what do you do when it comes to Pesach? The Gemara says, don't bother with Menhagim. Don't bother. Menhagim, what about Kriyas HaMegillah? Oh, You ready for the shift in Rashi? It's unbelievable. When the Gemara raises the kasha the second time, yeah, but what about Kriyas HaMegillah? Rashi writes, Krachir. Rashi leaves out Kvar. The first kasha was Krachir Kvar. When the Gemara revamped the kasha, it was only Krach and Ir, not Kvar. Like what in the world? What in the world? That's the Ritva's Diuk. How do you make sense out of that? So I'll tell you very simply the following. There's a world of difference between a Ben Krach and a Ben Ir, but there really isn't a world of difference between a Ben Ir and a Ben Kvar. Ben Krach, Ben Ir. Whoa. It's a different takana of Purim. Purim is celebrated on a different day. Purim for a Ben Yerushalayim is Teslav. Purim for a Ben Ir is Yudavid. That's a different day of Purim, a different takana of Purim. Would you say the same thing is true about a Ben Ir and a Ben Kvar? You know what? The Ben Ir hears the Megillah on Yud Aleph, and the Ben Kfar hears the Megillah on Yud Aleph. A different takana of Purim. No, it's not a different takana of Purim at all. No? When is Purim for the Ben Kfar? Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is Purim. A Kfar is not a Krach. It's not like Shushan. And therefore, Purim is on Yud Aleph. Purim is on Yadalit, it's on Aviv. When would you have the Simchas Purim? When would you have the Sudas Purim? On Yadalit. On Yadalit. The Kronos Mefurish, Megillah Dalto Mabeis. No? Mitzvah Simcha is Bizmana. It's on Yadalit. This is not a different day of Purim. You know what this is? This is a Kula. Purim is on Yadalit. So I raise my hand and I say, you know what? I have a prior engagement. No, I have a difficulty. I have a difficulty reading the Megillah on Yadalit. Can I read the Megillah earlier? You know what? Guess what? Chazal said sometimes yes. Sometimes yes. Not because that's the day of Purim. Sometimes, if it's a real Shas HaDchak, you know, there is a Tosefta, and the Baal HaMor expands it. Let's assume there is a real onus that you cannot lay the Megillah on Yadalit, and you're a Ben Ir. You could be Yotze in an earlier time. You could be Yotze in an earlier time. You should be davening after Netzach Hama. You have an Anas Yotze Derech. Guess what? So daven a little bit earlier. Daven after Omer Hashach. That's not a different takon of tefillah. You know what? Sometimes Chazal did their best to accommodate a person b'shas adchak. You know, the fact that Benir reads on Yadalit is not what you should have read on Tesvav, but it's an accommodation, literally the day earlier. Of course not. Different Takana Sapurim. Different Takana Sapurim. The fact that Ben Kfar can lay in the Megillah earlier, you know what? I would say the following. Purim is Yadalit. The Mitzvah Sayomah is Yadalit. Remember the Ran we discussed on Tuesday? The Ran points out there was another great Kula. It's Machlokas Rishon, the Ran the Miri, but the Ran's Mafurish. Aleph Naf Naf Irid. They wouldn't read the Megillah at night. That was also another great kula that was given to them. Because they couldn't read the Megillah at night. And Kriyas HaMegillah or Mitzvahs Bayom. So Chazal even exempted them from the Kriyas HaMegillah at night. These are all kulas b'shas adchak. Despite the fact that Purim is. But you know what? If a person is in the shas adchak, you know what the Chavim said, despite the fact that Rezadal will allow you to be noheg. Kriyas HaMegillah earlier. It's not a separate takana Purim, but rather, I would call it niug. Niug. I like that word. Right? To be noheg. To be yotzei the kriyas before Purim begins. So you ready for the unbelievable diuk of Rashi? The Gemara said, this is a problem, he's got to do. How in the world can you have different candidates for Kriyas HaMegillah? How in the world can some communities do malacha? Oh, so let's get one thing straight. No, Rishlakish. We do not apply lo siskoda to minhagim, to nihug. We don't apply lo siskoda to nihug. We only apply it to that which is mi'ikr hadin. Mi'ikr hadin. Not to nihugim, not to minhagim. Oh, what do you do about kriyasa? That's the flip of Rashi. When the Gemara already clarified, it doesn't apply to a dispensation. It only applies to that which is mikar hadin. Now the kash is only on kraf versus ear, and not kfar. That teretz of the Gemara of at amrat la minhaga is not only answering makam shenogu when it comes to an iser malacha and erev Pesach, but it's also answering bnei kfar, because bnei kfar is not a separate takana of Purim, but rather it's to be noheg kriya samigila kodem hazman. But we're still left with the problem of yudal and tesav. That's Rashi says the kasha is only krach and ear. That's niug. That's a different takana Purim. You know what Abai answers? Shtei ayaros. Krach and ear are two different cities. Kfar, the kasha of Kfar was already dealt with. No, the teretz to the kasha of Kfar is not two cities. The teretz is minhaga, minhaga. Because in essence, a ben Kfar is a ben ear. Oh, and that answers Tosas the second kasha as well. What do you mean? How in the world can a ben ear be motzi ben Kfar? How in the world? No, it's beforeish Yerushalmi that not. Which Yerushalmi? Who Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, a ben kraf can't be motzi ben ear. A ben ear can't be motzi ben kraf. Yeah, yeah. Yud Dalet and Tesvav are different takanos of Purim. A ben ear and a ben kraf are considered to be enam uchliyah b'davar. A ben ear and a ben kfar is enam uchliyah b'davar. If this ben ear was Yotzi l'derech, he also would be able to read the Megillah and Yudalet. It's not a separate takana Purim. So that's Rashi Shita. There's no extension of that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi b'davka nakat. When it comes to krach and ear, not when it comes to kfar. Wow. This was like a kula b'shas adchak. You know, I'll tell you the following. You look at the Gemara later in Megillah Daf Yutes. The Gemara discusses the following. Ben kfar shalach le'ir. Ben kfar shalach le'ir. Guess what? All of a sudden you have a ben kfar. You know what? Okay, so you know what? He should read the Megillah on Thursday. He read on Thursday at Aleph. But guess what? He's in the city on Sunday. You know what? So, Kor imahim. Oh. So Rashi writes, even though he leaned on Yom HaKnisa, good. But you know what? If Acher Kach Holach Leir, he has to read the Megillah again. So Tosa says, why? Lama Yachzer V'Yikra Shnei Pa'amim. What does he have to read it again for? It was already Yotze. What does he have to read it again? Realize that to an extent. That's the Shitase. Rashi, who holds that, realized that Ben Kfar is not a separate takana. It's just a kula. This one, you're in a shas adchak. You can't lean on your dalet. You know what? Lean on your dalet. Because in essence, your chiyuv of kriya samigil is adid in your dalet. Not so far fetched to assume. At all. And all that. And what if you're going to find yourself there on your dalet? Yeah. So read on your dalet. Rashi says, you know, all of a sudden, the night of the 14th, you find yourself in an ear. Yeah, the run. You didn't even hear Kriya Samigila Balayla. No? The B'nai Kfar, part of the Kula, was only read the Megillah once. So guess what? The night of Purim, you find yourself in an ear. You shouldn't have to read the Megillah again. So Rashi explains this very simply, of course. A Ben Krah, Shaholach Le'ir, of course, Korimahim. Of course, Korimahim. Why not? And Tosus is bothered. Ah, that's the Shitase of Tosus is Kasha, but what's this going to do? Just like Krach and Ir are separate takanas, Ir and Kfar are separate takanas of Kriya Samigila. So if you're ready, Yotze, because that was your takan, your chiv, why should you have to go ahead and read again? Why should you have to read it again? Yeah, but the Gemara says you have to read it again. Oh, so Tosus says, you know why? Kev and Shabir Balayla, Nasik ben Ir. Tosas is going to completely different lamdus, no? A few days ago, you were a ben kfar. But if you are in the city at the beginning of Purim, guess what? You're now a Ben Ir. So why does the Ben Kfar have to repeat the Kriya Samagila? According to Rashi, because the allowance to read earlier was a dispensation to Shas Adchat, and you never even heard the Kriya Samagila at night, so now you're here, do the right thing. No? Tosus. No, you were fully Yotze when you lay in Dan Yom HaKnisa, but now that you entered the city at the beginning of the night, you're a Ben Ir. That would also be true for a Ben Ir and a Ben Krach. No? A person on Yudalid goes to Yerushalayim. At the beginning of Purim for Yerushalayim, he's in the city. Now he's a Ben Krach. He has to go ahead and do everything again. It's nothing to do with Kfar. Oh, that's pretty heavy. Heavy possibility, no? It's an important deal. Well, you know, among the many mitzvahs of Purim, aside from Kriya Samagila, that of Mishloach Manos, that of Matanos Levyonim, you know, I often like stress the placement of the Rambam. Here also, a subtle but a very meaningful placement. And it's not just placement, I would say, you know, it's the wording of the Rambam as well. Good, the Gram Satan, the Gilad of Zion discusses, make sure you give Shloch Manos, make sure you give Matanos Levyonim. All of this is found in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah. All of that is found in Halacha Tezvav, Beis Tezvav of Hilchos Megillah. And what exactly is Lashon Hara? So the Rambam begins the Halacha, right? Ketzad Chovas Sudazu. Ketzad chova sudazu. What is the chiyuv of sudas work? That's how the Rambam. Ketzad chova sudazu. What is the chiyuv of sudas work? So the Rambam writes the following: Yol chabasa, meat. Yol chabasa. Oh well. Pashur shat Rambam. Yol chabasa. No. After all, you know the Rambam speak to simcha. Simcha is chabasa. Simcha is pur. Mimishtev simcha yol chabasa. You should have a sudana. Shose yayin. Yayin, no? Basa v'yayin. In simcha, basa v'yayin. The Rambam, no? No more, nothing hard, no? Yayin. Interesting, maybe a diuk one could discuss. The Rambam does not mention pas. That's a fascinating diuk. Do you have to wash for a sudas for it? That's very important. Ara, when the Rambam describes Halacha Shabbos, the Rambam certainly does. No? The Rambam describes a Sudas Purim, the Rambam says, Basar v'yayin, yes? And the Rambam does not rule. That's an interesting issue. Maybe there is no need for pas. It's machlokas for shonim. Let's say a person forgets Al Nisim and Purim. It's not chosen. We have some Yiran chosen. No. It's interesting. I mean, you know, part of the mitzvah siyam is to have a chiv suda. And usually, if there is a chiv suda, you have to be chosen. Maybe this will be part of it. Yeah, you have to chiv suda on the pasyachos. Pasyachos. Even though, yes, you have to have, you know, mishteh, simcha. The Rambam writes that means, you know, there is a hidden meir, you know. Guess what? The meir is here, beitzah. Where the meir writes your chos or palanisim, important. Not to Zion. But the Rambam, yusumat, la lachana. The Rambam writes, if you're not chosen in tefillah, you're certainly not chosen. So the Rambam writes, Basar, Yayin. Rambam doesn't mention anything about Pas. Okay, good. Right. And then all of a sudden the Rambam writes, you know what? And Chayav al Mishlosh Teimanos. And the Rambam goes on and discusses Matanos Sevyonim. Right. It's interesting. The whole discussion of Mishloach Manos, Matanos Sevyonim is under the heading of Ketzach Chova Sudazu. Ketzach Chova Sudazu. And that's what the Rambam continues now. Rambam Lachi Zayin. You know, it's much better to be Marba Matanos Levyonim than it is to be more Shloach Manos. Because what greater simcha is there to be Mesameach Vahanim? You know, the impression you get from the placement of the Rambam is that These are not unrelated mitzvahs. There's a chiyuv of sudas purim. And you know what? Our obligation is to enhance the sudas purim of others. How do you do that? What is the enhancement? How do you facilitate? You know what the answer is? Mishloach manos, matanos levyonim. Those are not like independent chiyuvim, but part of the yimei mishta v'simcha. And this is mafurish and shumas adesh and kufir aleph. That you know what? Why is there a mitzvah to give food provisions, right, to someone on Purim? It doesn't have something to do with the fact that you have to have a suda on Purim. You have to eat, and therefore there's a mitzvah to give food. Oh, yeah, because after all, you have to make sure that you give everyone that which is needed, that which is necessary, that will enhance their sudas purim kadina. That's what Shemesh HaDeshen writes. And in fact, Shemesh HaDeshen writes, the Gemara Dav Zayin, Abayu Baravin, Rabbi Chanina Baravin, Mechalfe Sudasayu. You know what? They swapped, Poshup Shat, they swapped meals. No? Each one contributed to the sudas purim of the other. That's the mitzvah. So, Shemesh HaDeshen writes Mefurish, no, that, you know what? Alma, Taima, Mishum, Sudahu. Suda. I would be very, very careful to label this as a machlokas, but there's a beautiful, beautiful chibur, right, of Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, the Manos Halevi, the Mechaber of Lechadodi. So, Manos Halevi is a beautiful, magnificent beer in Megillas Esther. And when you look in Perek Tes, when the Torah describes Mishloach Manos, so he just writes a beautiful comment. Why is it Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reihu? Why is that emphasized? Oh, you know what? Because we were accused of being Mufuzer Umufore Ben Amin. We were accused by being a nation of people that are separated, are no longer unified. We're not a cohesive whole. We're disjointed. Oh, and what was the remedy? Lech kenosis kol ha'yudim. So in order to go ahead and to emphasize that is true, what beautiful manifestation of gift-giving. Well, leharbos reyos, achva, nikolo v'nitzolo, v'lo bepirit levavos. Well, that's the line out of the Manos Halevi. He gives Shloach Manos, that's beautiful. We're accused of being this, and that's not true, we're that. How do you demonstrate that we are a caring, unified nation? Beautiful, you know? Shloach Manos, Matanos Savyonim. We care. You know, I think one has to be very, very careful of saying, ooh, you know, you look in many, many Svarim, no? Mamash Chassam Sofer has a lengthy tshuva, no? Kufta Zayin in Arachayim. Ksav Sofer has, and Kuf Mem Aleph in Arachayim. That, you know what? This is an incredible machlokas. Whether the purpose of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is to provide a person with that which is necessary for the Suda, or whether it's a gesture of friendship. It's reyus. And you look in Achronim, you know, the more the siflich come out, you know, used to be 2 nafkaminas, then 10 nafkaminas, then 20 nafkaminas, like they list them all. Now, the chakir and the, you know, dozens of nafkaminas. Yeah. Some self writes, he thinks that's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch. A person offers a Shloach Manos and I respond and say, you know what, I thank you, I appreciate the gesture, but I have so much, you know, hardly be able to get rid of it before Pesach. No? Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? The person is not Makado. The Rambam says yes. Pichonish says no. Some self-rates. Maybe that's part. Reus, the gesture of friendship that you accommodated. But did you contribute to the person's Suda? He writes no. Like maybe that should be enough. I mean, many, many, many possibilities. One just has to be ma'orah that be careful because, you know, like the Shemesh HaDeshen is Sefer Piskei Din, And that's the Rambam now in Hilchos Megillah saying the Dinei Purim. And the Maaseh Halevi is beautifully explaining a pasuk where, why is it that here already, Midivrei Navi, Midivrei Kabbalah, all of a sudden that the Torah emphasizes like gift giving. So undeniably the answer is, you know, like what the Maaseh Halevi indeed writes. You know, so I have to be careful about pasuk pshat that there are two elements, of course, to Bishlach Manos. I don't think the Maaseh Halevi felt he was going to battle against the Rambam and against the Truman Sedition. I'm just simply saying that it's a magnificent manifestation of Reus when you do so. But it's a fascinating deal. I mentioned the time is short, and I will continue during Purim, but the Gemara Dav Zayin, Mechalfi Suda Zayin. How exactly does that work? They used to swap meals. Oh, you know what? If you swap meals, okay, good. So that's considered to be sufficient. So Abai Baravin, Rabbi Chanina Baravin, Rechalfi Sudasayin. If you look in Rashi, Miguel Dav Zayin, Rashi writes something very differently. You know what Rechalfi Sudasayin is? Very, very unusual. No? You know what? This year, I'll host. And next year you host. That's Machalfi Sudasai. This year I'll provide the food. Next year you'll provide the food. Ze ochelim ze bepurim shoshana zu. Vashnia, next year, so in chaveru ima. Wow. The Rambam writes Machalfi Sudasai, who means they swap meals. Well, I'm going to give you for your sub, you give me for your sub. Gavaldik, no? Rashi says they alternated years. You know, it's like Beis Yosef, what exactly does that mean? No? So I'm going to fulfill the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos this year, and next year you'll fulfill the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos. No? So every other year. It's like surprising. What exactly is the beer? You take a look in the Bach, Tofresh Tanei. And you take a look at the Rishash. Rishash is in the Kuntras Achram to the Turiyev. That's what this Rishash is on. They both write something which is really incredible. That we usually don't miss it as soon as we lalach. But they write something incredible. And that is Mishloach Manos. There's a mitzvah to provide. There's a mitzvah of reyus. Who is the osa mitzvah? So the Bach and the Rishash, right? No Rashi Shita is. The mitzvah is jointly fulfilled. You'll fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos either by being the nosein or by being the makam. Wow. It's not that only the nosein is doing the mitzvah and the makabel is just the hechtimtza, you know? I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it so happens I'm giving the tzedakah to him. No, there's a mitzvah to be so in biyachad. There's a mitzvah of seeing to it that everybody participates in the sudas purim. There's a mitzvah of manifesting reyus. So if you and I are so in biyachad, so this year you'll be the provider, I'll be the recipient. Next year, the opposite is true. Both, wow, both are fulfilling the mitzvah. That's something which is pretty stunning. Something which is pretty heavy, right? And that's what Rashi says. Machalfi doesn't mean the exchange meals. It means they rotated years because either option, being the nosin or the makabel, is sufficient. Either in order to have the hishtatfus of that truma sedesh in the suda, or the manos leib to have the manifestation of reyus being soy biyachad, the nosin and makabel, right? Are fulfilling the mitzvah of mishloach. I'm Mr. Shem tonight. We'll join in Mr. Shem tomorrow for the Suda, so you can be there. I'm very much appreciated. Okay. You have to hurry because we only have 6 minutes for a Master Shekhov. Everything requires.